Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
If you're listening, make sure you use the hashtag Murder Monday. Share this with your friends and tweet at us, too, Joe and Alex Show, and let us know. Our friend Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana is in studio this morning. And if you want to give an anonymous tip, anything you see going on, 317-262-TIPS. Now, if you're a Murder Monday fan a little bit younger, you may not have heard of the story, or I mean, you might have heard of it, but you don't have all the details. Today, Ashley Flowers is going to tell us the story of JonBenet Ramsey.
Yes, this is a big one. So I'll jump right in. The Ramseys were a very prominent family in Colorado in 1996. John was the president of a company. They had a beautiful home, a boat, two planes. I mean, they were wealthy. His wife, Patsy, was an old Miss West Virginia, so she was a pageant girl. And she,
nice.
She had a daughter, JonBenet, who she got involved in pageants as well. They also had a son who, at the time of this crime, was 9 years old. JonBenet is six, and they have a very extravagant life, but pretty normal. And the crime actually takes place on Christmas, which is why we're covering it this time of year.
Yeah.
And they have a normal Christmas day. They open all of their presents. They actually go to a friend's house for a Christmas dinner. And after Christmas dinner, they are driving home. JonBenet falls asleep in the car, and they arrive home at about 9:15. And they take JonBenet up to bed. She is in bed by 9:20. And he helps Burke put together a present that he had gotten for Christmas. And then Burke goes to bed. The whole family then is hopefully in bed by like 10 o'clock. And the next thing is they wake up really early. Patsy wakes up around like 5:15 because they're going to Michigan that next day after Christmas. So she wakes up and she walks down the stairs and sees some paper laying on the stairs. She goes to grab it. And it's a 3-page note saying that JonBenet has been kidnapped.
Like a ransom note?
Like a ransom note. So it starts off really strange. It says, Mr. Ramsey, listen carefully. And they talk about how they don't like his business practices and they don't really like America. And then like a few sentences in, that's when they say, we have your daughter. And we want $118,000 if you want her back. So immediately, Patsy runs upstairs to see if JonBenet is truly not in her room, which she's not. And she wakes up John, and they call 911.
Let's check this call out.
911 emergency.
Police. What's going on? 515th Street.
What's going on there, ma'am?
We have a kidnapping. All right, please.
Explain to me what's going on, okay?
There, we have a... There's a note left in our daughter's gone.
A note was left in your daughter's
yes.
gone? How old is your daughter?
6 years old. She's gone. 6 years old.
How long ago was this?
I don't know. I took down the note. And my daughter's
kid. Does it say who took her?
What?
Does it say who took her?
I don't know. There's a ransom note here.
It's a ransom note?
It says FBTC. Victory. Please.
Okay, what's your name? Are you
Patsy Ramsey? I'm the mother. Oh my God. Please.
Wow.
So the call actually goes on for a little bit longer, but police are actually on site within like 5 minutes.
That's pretty good.
And they bring in the FBI because this is a kidnapping case. It's automatically their jurisdiction. And they're already a little bit suspicious. Not that they're suspicious of the family at this point, but nothing feels right about this. The note was 3 pages long, which they decide would have taken about 20 minutes for someone to write.
There is no way when you're trying to hurry and get out of a house after abducting a child that you're going to sit there for 20 minutes and write a letter. I hate America and all this BS.
Yeah, right. That's why you do it beforehand.
Right. And so, and the paper and the pen that were used were actually from the home. And then they were put back where they belonged not left with the letter. So that's a little suspicious. The letter specifically asked for $118,000, which A, is really not a lot of money when
that's
you're
low.
Kidnapping a millionaire's daughter.
I'm worth $100 at least, right? Come on.
And it was almost exactly what John had gotten for a Christmas bonus.
So fishy.
So they think that whoever wrote it obviously knew the family. Well, the family's obviously spiraling out, and they're trying to keep John busy. So the police officer says, listen, why don't you just go search the house, see if there's anything weird. So start from top to bottom. Well, John grabs his friend and makes a beeline for the basement. And he goes straight to this wine cellar they have in the basement, opens the door, and says, "I found her." And he flips on the light, and there's JonBenet's body. And she's under a blanket with her favorite nightgown next to her. And she's got her hands tied, there's like with a slip knot, and they're over her head. And then she has black tape on her mouth. And John rips off the tape and takes her body and runs her upstairs and puts her on the floor of the living room. Now it's a totally different thing. They're talking about a homicide. And they think that she's been strangled because she also has this garrote around her neck. But when they get the autopsy, it changes everything.
All right, Murder Monday continues next here on the Joe and Alex Show, talking about JonBenet Ramsey. Tweet us, Joe and Alex Show, and use the hashtag Murder Monday.
And you can see photos of JonBenet laying there in the basement at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram.